a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring people together for a second date.
Yes, Krista, it is.
Doesn't always happen, though.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. But that's okay. We're going to try anyway.
We are going to try. Mm-hmm. Actually, we have a pretty good standing of bringing these people together.
We do. I mean, we can't be perfect.
No.
But we're pretty close to
We're pretty damn close. This morning, we actually have Juliet on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, she's super sweet.
So tell us, who did you go out on a date with?
This guy named Harrison.
Ooh, Harrison.
Isn't that a great name?
That's a great name. Wow.
So tell us about Harrison.
All right. So we met at this Festival Foods grocery store, and he approached me. Oh, my God, he was so cute. He is so cute. And he asked me out. And it's just weird because we both live in the Galaxy apartment building.
Ooh.
And we decided to meet, you know, for casual dinner and drinks at LJ Sports Tavern and Grill down the street.
Sure.
Yeah. So I came with, like, a slightly baggy shirt on. And, you know, we had a really nice time. And I ended up having fish tacos. And after, I felt like... this is embarrassing. I felt like my stomach was a little bubbly and just gassy. I felt a little bloated beforehand, which is why I wore the baggy shirt.
Sure.
But anyway, whatever. Yeah. But we walked back to the apartment together, and Harrison said he'd walk me to my room. And so we got on the elevator, and there was like a little noise. And then...
a little noise?
I passed gas, okay?
All right.
Yeah. I've been holding it in ever since we were at the restaurant, and I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
But he didn't say anything, and I'm wondering if it's because I farted.
Oh, my God. I love that. You know what? That's funny. That is a word I cannot say.
Yeah. Why is it so hard for people to say?
I'm just
going to
put it out there. You know? I farted. Okay? I farted.
Oh, yes. Get it out.
I farted.
Oh, yeah. No.
I got out the fart. I got it out. And I farted.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out.
And I'm wondering if that's why he hasn't called me back.
Yeah.
It was really going well. And like I said, he asked me out.
Okay, so let's rewind here.
Okay.
So, once again, you went out with Harrison. By the way, I love myself some festival foods, honey.
Oh, I do, too.
That is a good
that
grocery
whole
store.
Area is awesome.
It's all fresh.
Yeah. Right?
You know, and this is a really great place to pick up people, by the way. It's a grocery store.
Yeah, and you don't hear that anymore.
No.
Like, it used to be a thing back in the day, like, you know.
You know, in San Francisco, there is a legendary grocery store, which is a meat market.
Yeah.
So, of course, I went to it.
Oh, did you?
No one asked me out.
Oh,
nope.
Geez. Yeah.
So, and it sounds like you had a really great time. Turns out you kind of both live in the same building. You went out for, you know, drinks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said you weren't feeling the best, so that's why you wore this, like, baggy shirt. I mean, I don't know. Was your attire not, like, maybe pleasing? I mean, do you feel like you look good?
No, I mean, I'm a thin girl, but, you know, when, look, okay, complete honesty here, I have IBS. Okay. And so it had been flaring up. So what I like to do just for my own peace of mind is to wear a baggy shirt. But I don't think anyone could say, oh, wow, you know, like what's going on with her? I mean, it must not have been an issue because he asked me out and I was wearing that, you know.
Okay. All right. So, and then basically, like you said, you pass gas and he didn't say anything about it. So you're not sure really if that was the ordeal or not. But when the date ended, how did it end?
Yeah.
Was it just a hug?
Right.
Yeah. No, he just gave me a quick hug. And that was basically it. Like, it was the first meeting. I wasn't expecting a kiss or anything.
Right. Sure.
But,
okay.
You know, and we live in the same. I expected it to be casual.
Sure.
You know, but I haven't heard from him.
So how long has it been?
A week.
Okay.
That's not horrible.
No. All right. Well, this is what we'll do. We're going to play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Mr. Harrison and see why he has not gotten back to you. And you haven't seen him walking in the hallways.
I was going to say, did you run into him at all in the building?
Getting his
mail. I saw him, and it felt like he was, like, I wasn't sure if he saw me, but he got into the elevator and I was about to, you know, run up to catch up with him. I don't think he was avoiding me, but I don't.
Right.
I felt like, why could I see you and you not see me kind of thing?
That can be harsh. All right, well, let's not wait any longer. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we'll call Mr. Harrison. It's coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush. Hopefully a second date update right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's second date update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams in the midst of a second date update with Juliet.
Oh, yes, girl.
She likes some Harrison, honey.
She does.
So listen, she met him at Festival Foods. Mm-hmm. She really taken a liking to him. Uh-huh. They find out they live in the same apartment building.
Nice.
And then they go out.
Yeah, everything seemed to go really well. She had some tacos that I don't think sat too well with her tummy. They walk back to the building. They're headed up to her room. And yeah. She did pass a little gas.
Yes.
And she doesn't know if it was a big deal to him or not. They kind of had a nice good night, a nice bye. No kiss.
No kiss.
And she hasn't heard from him in a week.
No, and it's awkward because they live in the same building. So she did see him. She's like, he didn't act like he saw me.
Did he see me or did he not?
That's the hard thing about
it. Ooh, that's awkward.
Mm-hmm. All right, girl. Are you ready? We're going to call Harrison.
Yeah. We'll find out.
I am ready.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck, girl.
Hello.
Hi, is this Harrison?
Yeah, this is. Who's this?
Oh. Well, this is Krista.
Uh-huh. And this is Tracy.
Mm-hmm. And we're calling What's that?
What?
Krista and Tracy.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams right here in Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And there is someone that has taken a big liking towards you, Harrison.
Yes.
I don't know. You tend to shop at the same grocery store, live in the same apartment building. Sometimes, you know, we see her. Sometimes we don't and acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Julieta. Oh, listen to that sigh. So obviously, Harrison, you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Juliet, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was pretty cool girl.
Okay.
We had a dope date. I thought, you know, everything was going well.
Okay.
And I took her back to her place, to our place, and we got on the elevator, and something a little weird happened.
Oh.
I think she farted in the elevator.
Okay.
But that wasn't the weirdest part. I think she tried to smell it.
What?
Or she got some weird pleasure from smelling it.
Wait.
Like she kept on waving her hand.
What?
And I think she was enjoying it, actually.
Girl, you know I'm having a moment here. Like,
oh my gosh.
I shake every time someone says the
word. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but this is an extreme.
It is. She was actually trying to smell it?
It was pretty awkward.
So, what do you mean? I mean, like, obviously, because it is true, Juliet, as I like to call her, did let us know that, yes, indeed, she did pass gas. And that's why she's been worried that's why you haven't gotten back to her. But you were literally saying, like, she would let it go, and then she would, like, I don't know, cup her hands behind her butt and, like, try to smell it?
Would wave her hands near her nose,
and
her eyes just kind of lit up a little bit.
What?
Which was the weirdest part to me.
Oh my god!
I think she finds it kind of like an aphrodisiac.
Ooh, like a fetish.
Like a fetish type deal, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I would never be ready for that.
Oh no,
ever.
Thank you. No, make
well, listen.
Stuff.
You know who knows? Listen, we are her wing women.
Yes, we are,
and we don't want to judge.
No,
so
we don't.
Miss Juliet is on the phone, and girl,
hi.
There she is.
Yeah,
yay.
She's been listening.
So, Juliet,
hi, Harrison.
Tell us.
Hi.
Spill the tea on that.
Can I? Yeah, I'd like to speak on behalf of that. Okay, I happen to have IBS, and it's something I've worked to not be embarrassed about. I was mortified when I passed gas.
Okay.
And
so you didn't take any pleasure from that at all? I mean, okay, you seem like you enjoyed it.
Oh my gosh!
Okay, in my defense, I was trying to like blow it away, but I did get a whiff, and I did like it.
Okay. What?
Okay.
Big deal. I liked the way my fart smells.
What, girl? What?
I'm owning it.
And you don't think that's a little weird?
Now, we don't judge. She's owning it.
She's owning it.
I'm owning it. I'm being honest about who I am.
Right.
And I like that. I like that you're owning it.
I'm like, ew. And then there are some parts I'm like, oh.
Huh, that's not, it's like flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little too much for me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not for everyone.
It's not.
You know, isn't that called an oven Dutch or something in the bed when you do that?
Oh, yes.
What's that called? Dutch oven. Not oven Dutch. Dutch oven.
Krista.
When you pass gas.
Right.
And then you,
yeah,
you
and
put
it's
your,
under the sheets.
Yes. And you force a person under the sheets and they
to,
can't
like,
get
smell
out.
It. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, and I would never force anyone.
Right.
That's just, you know,
but
for me.
But he happened to be there next to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I was being subtle, but apparently.
Apparently not.
Well, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're here for. We're here to see if we can actually have a second date. So.
Right. Because here's the thing, Krista.
Yeah.
Gas X could fix this, right? A little Gas X?
Sure.
Could fix this problem.
I mean, I don't have to smell my farts anymore.
Oh.
Can we just say pass
I think
gas?
That maybe that's probably too big of a problem for you to change right now.
Yeah.
No, it's not a compulsion.
It seems a little like it.
Unless I'm stressed.
But what he's saying is that you seem to enjoy it, and that's really what he's not into.
He doesn't want to change that. Like, if that's something that you're into, he doesn't want to change that
about you. It's just not for him.
Right. It just, it's not his.
Keep doing you. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep doing you.
Keep smelling you.
Yeah. Keep smelling you, girl.
Well, you know what, Harrison? I have to thank you because I shouldn't be shy about, you know, it's. That's almost like a hobby of mine, so I'm not giving that up.
A hobby. A hobby. Wow.
I can't. Well, you know what? To each their own, and God bless you, girl. We could not make a second date here and just keep, girl, just twirl. That's what we like to say from the Housewives. Twirl.
I'm twirling.
And she's
twirling.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.